You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Parts of Copper Country in the UP are in recovery and repair mode after a weekend of heavy rain and flooding. Roads around Hancock and Houghton were washed out, and dozens of sinkholes formed across the Keweenaw Peninsula. Michigan Radio's Kayla Fond is here with us now from Copper Country. What are things like there today, Kay?
Well, it's actually a beautiful sunny day right now, but I gotta say, like, coming into town, you can actually smell the dirt and the sediment. Streets, parking lots, things are just covered in the sediment that was, you know, drummed up when this flooding occurred. People are kind of, they're outside, they're moving, dirt and debris with shovels, they're helping their neighbors.
How much rain actually fell?
So I spoke with the National Weather Service in Marquette, and they said that the rain event that caused this flooding was unprecedented. They have never seen anything like it. They checked their records. This is absolutely the most. So it was about 7 to 8 inches of rain over the course of 6 hours. And like I said, totally unprecedented.
And certainly the effect on people's lives. I understand you spoke with one person who really was in some real danger.
Yeah, her home is probably one of the worst damaged, she and her neighbors. And she lives in Ripley, which is just a little bit outside of Houghton Hancock. And she lives kind of near a waterfall. It's called Ripley Falls. And she knew she lived by something called a mine launder, which is where the water kind of like drains out into the structure. But basically, she woke up at like 3 a.m. and her refrigerator had fallen over, and that boom woke her up and probably saved her life.
I flipped on the light to come downstairs, and the stairs were filling up with water. Fortunately, my 15-year-old has a really level head when there's emergencies, unlike her mother. So she's like, we need to call like 911, we need to check in, you know, different things. So when I called 911, they didn't know if they could even get to me because of the roads. And I said, well, we can't even get out of the house. We knew we couldn't really even open the door with the waters that were against it. And so actually I was going out on my roof and shouting, and there was somebody coming down the road, and they were going to try to get a ladder up to the house to get me out. And then someone was able to somehow get my front door open, which I don't know how they did it, but they did. So then we did come out through the door, and they guided us through out to the neighbors.
Okay, I've got to imagine people were not expecting this to be their weekend.
No, Cynthia, she doesn't have flood insurance, you know, because a lot of people are living in what they didn't see as a floodplain. Nothing like this has ever happened before to a lot of people who are now experiencing this flood damage. She's kind of figuring out her options. She doesn't really know what she's going to do, whether she's going to try to save her house. But I mean, a huge chunk of the foundation's been pulled away. And I think a lot of people are just shocked that this has happened.
Do officials have any idea how many people were stranded or how many homes were damaged?
There are some unofficial reports of hundreds of homes. I haven't been able to independently confirm those, but the Keweenaw Report, which is a local news organization, reported that as like their anecdotal numbers. And I would say it makes sense. I mean, a lot of homes saw at least basement flooding, as far as I know.
In the long-range forecast I was checking, looks like the chance of rain is minimal, so at least that can help with the cleanup. But what comes next?
I think next is getting roads reopened and just a lot of people, you know, taking pictures of damage to their homes and possibly hopefully getting some assistance. There's been a lot of talk about, like I said, a lot of people don't have flood insurance. So, you know, how are they going to pay for this damage? And they're hoping to get some sort of assistance from higher up.
Michigan Radio's Kayla Fond checking in from the Keweenaw Peninsula after a weekend of heavy, heavy rain, flash floods, and a lot of damage. Kay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Cindy.